Of yesterday raised a question as to what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is. Is Birchas HaTorah fundamentally a Birchas HaMitzvah, like a brach we make in a tzitzis and a tefillin? Or is Birchas HaTorah closer to the mal of a Birchas HaShevach? We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah rather than just a direct reflection of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Questions might have come in, what's the practical difference between this? So there is a question that is already raised by the Rishonim as to what a woman's obligation is concerning Birchas HaTorah. The reason why there's somewhat of a question about this is because, at least in the formal sense of the word, a woman is not obligated to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There is a certain dimension of Talmud Torah, there are certain aspects of Talmud Torah that do speak to women, but in terms of the absolute Torah obligation as being the mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah, so a woman is technically speaking exempt from, which raises the question, if a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, should she be reciting Birchas HaTorah? So the assumption by just about all the poskim is that yes, that she does recite a Birchas HaTorah, even assuming that she's exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the question is why. So there are many, many different answers that are given to that question. There is one opinion that maintains that women are really not obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah, they are just simply permitted to do so, they're permitted to volunteer to do so. This is the view taken by the Vilna Gaon. This would be in sync with the practice in Ashkenazi communities that women volunteer to recite brachas on mitzvahs such as Sukkah, Lulav, other mitzvahs, Esesh, Yasvan, Grama, that women are exempt from. So following that approach, that a woman can volunteer a bracha even on mitzvahs she's exempt from, that would explain the possibility of a woman volunteering a Birchas HaTorah. However, the view of the Shulchan Aruch, the practice of the Sfaradim today, is that women do not volunteer brachas. If a woman is exempt from Sukkah Lulav, she does not recite a bracha, and therefore it is problematic because the Shulchan Aruch himself quotes that women should be reciting Birchas HaTorah. So there must be more to it than that. So what is it? What is it about Birchas HaTorah that enables a woman to recite and requires a woman to recite that bracha? So there is a suggestion given by Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Zalevich, Reb Chaim Brisker, that's based on the following idea, that Birchas HaTorah is not so much a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but rather Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the experience of Torah. It's what we call a type of Birchas HaShevach, praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the very institution, for the very essence of Limud HaTorah. Even if I personally am exempt from the mitzvah, a woman is per se exempt from the mitzvah, but since she's still experiencing that notion, that aspect of Talmud Torah, therefore she can and she should be reciting a bracha. So according to Reb Chaim, that goof or that idea that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach would be at least part of the reason why a woman would be obligated in this mitzvah. This question that we raised, is it a Birchas HaMitzvah, is it a Birchas HaShevach? Perhaps the answer is not one or the other, perhaps it's a combination of the two, because there are multiple brachas that we recite for Birchas HaTorah. We mentioned already the first day, we recite a Shir Kiddushanu Mitzvah Yisav Tzivanu, then we lead into the Harav Noh, which is a question whether that's one bracha, two brachas, and then there's a final bracha, Vashem Bachar Banu. So perhaps one could suggest that really both aspects of our Chakir of our Shiloh are correct. That the first bracha, Shir Kiddushanu Mitzvah Yisav Tzivanu, is definitely more in sync with the Lashon of the Nuschum of Birchas HaMitzvah, whereas the latter bracha, Vashem Bachar Banu, sounds a little bit more like a Birchas HaShevach. So maybe rather than saying that Birchas HaTorah is one or the other, maybe in a certain sense the combination of the two. So really just to summarize what we've been talking about for the last couple of days, Birchas HaTorah definitely exists. It's definitely a very, very kosher bracha we have to recite. Whether it's deraisa or not, it was a little bit unclear. Whether suffering Birchas HaTorah would be mechumra or not, was also a little bit unclear. What the nature of the bracha is, whether Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShevach, or a combination of the two, is also subject to discussion. Hopefully, Birchas HaShevach in the next year, we'll try to talk about some of the intricacies, some of the details, the shilas that come up in the context of Birchas HaTorah. Wonderful day.